Adonai, Elohim, God. Almighty God, secular Jews' understanding of their Jewish identity is primarily a matter of ancestry or culture, is reflected in their beliefs and practices. Not only do few Hillelim say that they attend synagogue on a weekly basis or pray with regularity, but 40% also say they do not believe in God. However, substantial portions of Hillelim practice what could be seen as cultural aspects of their religion. For example, 87% of them said that they either hosted or attended a Seder last Passover. 53% say they at least sometimes light candles before the start of the Sabbath. By some measures, Jewish men in Israel are more religiously observant than Jewish women. Among the Haredim, the Datim, and the Masoretim in particular, men are more likely than women to report that they pray several times a day and attend synagogue weekly. That's different when you compare what happens in America with regards to religion, particularly when it comes to Christianity. Because one of the things that has been said for so many years in America is that women are more religiously observant than men. And amongst Israeli Jews in Israel, they're saying it's the opposite. In part, it reflects the fact that Jewish law requires daily prayer in a prayer quorum for men, but not for women. And the Halakha makes similar exemptions for women regarding many other mandated rituals. But the survey also finds that among Masoretim, men are more likely than women to say that religion is very important in their lives. And more Masoretim men than women refrain from travel on the Jewish day of rest. I think that's pretty significant because when you think about religious observance, you would think that it is motivated primarily from within. In other words, people are practicing these observances because they want to, as opposed to because they're being required to. The quota, the quorum that needs to be met, minimum number of men need to be here in order for this observance to take place and be recognized. But there's no minimum required for the women. Well, I would think that even if you don't have to have a minimum of 20 men to show up for church service, for the church to be open and this observance, this particular practice to be observed, that the men would show up anyway. Even if there is no minimum requirement for women to show up so that this observance can be practiced, the women would show up anyway. So they're saying, and they're clarifying, bringing the understanding that men are more likely than women in Israel to say that religion is very important in their lives. Among both highly religious and secular Jews, there are few differences in religious observance between older and younger Israeli adults. That kind of surprises me. It doesn't disappoint me, but it surprises me because I would have expected there to be fewer young Israeli adults than older Israeli adults practicing religious observances. Simply because of going by what has been found with regards to young adults in America in Christianity, where we have fewer and fewer young adults expressing an interest in religion in general, Christianity in particular. In Israel, amongst Israeli Jews, younger and older adults are showing up. Arabs in Israel, especially Muslims, are more religiously observant than Jews as a whole. Arabs in Israel, especially Muslims, are more religiously observant than Jews as a whole. Two-thirds of Israeli Arabs say that religion is very important in their lives, compared with just 30% of Jews. Roughly 67% of Israeli Arabs say that, yeah, you know what? Religion is very important to me. 30% of Jews say that religion is very important to me. 68% of Israeli Muslims, 57% of Christians, and 49% of Druze all are more likely than Jews to say that religion is very important to them. Isn't it interesting that in Israel, Israeli Muslims say that are more likely to say that religion is very important to them than Israeli Christians? In addition, more Arabs than Jews report that they pray daily and participate in weekly worship services. Let me tell you why I found that interesting, that more Israeli Muslims than Israeli Christians say that religion is very important to them. With all of the conversation, discussion that's held with regards to Christians placing such high value on the nation of Israel in general, and I'm talking about the land, as well as the people of Israel. Now I'm talking about the people, of course. And these people are identifying themselves as Christians. It would seem that more than 57% of Israeli Christians would say that their religion is very important to them. I'm not criticizing, I'm just finding that intriguing. A majority of Muslims say that they pray daily, 61%. 34% of Christians say they pray daily. 26% of Druze and 21% of Jews. Druze, D-R-U-Z-E, 26% of Druze and 21% of Jews say that they pray daily. 25% of Druze, 27% of Jews, and 38% of Christians say they attend religious services at least weekly. 49% of Israeli Muslims report that they go to a mosque on at least a weekly basis. This is interesting. So far, overall, Arabs in Israel, Israeli Arabs and Muslims are the most religious in that land. Among Muslims in Israel, adults between the ages of 18 and 49 are generally less observant than their elders. This gets to what I was mentioning before about what I would have expected regarding age differences. Those under 50 are less likely than older Muslims to say that they pray daily or attend mosque weekly. That's not the case among Jews, though. As previously noted, there are few, if any, significant differences in religious observance between younger and older Israeli Jewish adults. Very, very interesting. Data collected by the Israeli Social Survey on religious observance among all non-Jews who live in Israel, non-Jews in Israel, which of course would include the Muslims, Christians, and Druze, religious observance among those three groups combined show a net uptick in the proportion of adults who say that they are very religious or religious, from 51% in 2002 to 56% in 2013. Over the same 11-year period, there's been a slight net decline in the proportion of non-Jewish adults who say that they are not so religious or not religious, having gone from 49% to 44%. Next time, let's take a look at how friendships and marriages play out in Israel.